It does seem that way. I mean, I don't know if the best way of making this case is comparing us to governments that are more totalitarian in how they execute their powers. But I have a really different take on this entire sort of NSA thing. I really find it to be quite a privileged discussion. And it's not that I'm not interested in transparency in terms of how our government surveils its people, how our government prosecutes the war on terror. I do think those things are important. I think this conversation is important. But I just believe that we needed to have had this conversation a long time ago. And I believe that poor people and people of color are under a different type of surveillance in this country. When you think about things like stop and frisk and a relationship or the interface between policing forces and the communities of color and poor folk, there's a tremendous amount of physical surveillance that goes on in our nation every day. And so I would love to be able to transmit some of this energy around the NSA and around transparency with the government in terms of how it prosecutes the war on terror, to think more critically about how poor folk and people of color are under constant physical surveillance in this nation that we live in.